Hey Bear. Hey Bear. Hey Bear, welcome to Adjust Your Shorts. That show where you get kicked in the dick by the news, by me, by Google, and all of the AI trying to kick you in the dick. Is Hey Bear the craziest thing? Like if you see a bear out, you're supposed to say Hey Bear? I don't think bears are friendly like that. I think either they're hungry or they're not, and it sort of doesn't matter what you say. But you know what? That's neither here nor there. It's been a week. I was off last week. I'm sure you all missed me. And really nothing happened. because it's always the same story. Today is Tuesday, July 8th, 2025. I hope everybody had a happy 4th of July. Everybody in the whole world celebrates 4th of July. If you ask Americans, you know, that's how it works. Everyone celebrates the 4th of July because that's when everyone in the world became independent, obviously. Duh. All right, well, let's jump into it. We got a bunch of shit. First up, here's where you can donate to help Central Texas flood recovery. This is getting to be kind of wild. You go to the grocery store, they ask you for money to donate. I go to the hardware store, they ask you for money to donate. You walk across the parking lot to go get a coffee, they ask you for money to donate. There's so much money being absorbed by state and federal governments, and yet they can't seem to find enough in their own pockets to deal with these issues that come up. So I asked, how much money does Texas, just the state of Texas, garner every year? Last year they made $181 billion, with a B, $181.1 billion. I mean, just the point one might even be enough to help all of these people in Texas that were affected by this flood. Now, obviously, the missing and the dead, you know, that's a real bummer. I'm not sure if a bummer is enough. It has the gravity to describe what the families are feeling, obviously. But it is insane to me that our own government, instead of the government saying, holy shit, we're going to scratch some of these other things that we were working on, this roads project that we've got, whatever, we're going to scrap some stuff and we're going to allocate funds to these people because we care about our people. You know, it wasn't that long ago that companies did that same thing, where they would pay enough for one person to be able to support a family. And also, if you said, yeah, we're going to put in 15 years with the company, you put in 15 years with us, and we're going to take care of you for life because that's how we value our people. But at some point, the value disappeared from the people, and it becomes more important for the government to hold on to those funds or pay themselves whatever they're paying themselves and then ask us to pick up the tab on disasters. It is insane to me. Further, some former Texas county officials thought informal phone calls, not sirens, would be sufficient in a flood. Now, this little blurb is enraging because nobody knows how severe a flash flood is going to be. That's up to Earth. I live in Arizona. We get monsoons and we get flash floods. And some years, they're wild. Some years, I remember a few years ago, there was a flash flood that came down and it swept away a bunch of people. I actually know one guy whose entire family was eradicated. Like, he lost his entire family, mother, father, siblings, I don't know, kids, but in a flood, because they were camping in a canyon when a flood came down. And it's like, okay, so that's one thing that happens, but nobody is to blame. You can't blame the officials because they didn't know, or they thought phone calls, you know what, actually, phone calls are the best way to reach people. I always feel like when anyone tries to reach me about when they sell my mortgage, like, call me. And they're like, well, we don't call. So instead of doing that, they send me like an email and like a thing to my social media or whatever. And it's like, no, call me. It's my preferred method. It's a very personal thing. But also probably some sirens would have been good if the floods were happening and you knew about them. But, you know, we just have to blame somebody. That's the problem. You got to blame somebody. And this is a natural event. Nobody has control over this except for nature. So quit blaming people. Nature did it. The people were camping. It's shitty. It happened. You can't blame Texas. But I do think Texas should be able to pay for it. Moving on. CNN. Trump aides to discuss Ukraine weapons deal after president says shipments will resume. After a couple of days ago, we stopped the shipments. What are we doing? This seems like a shell game. I feel like the president is playing a game with the red cups and the ball. And like you're supposed to try to figure out where the ball is, but you don't see that the back of the cup is cut out until they show you from the magician's point of view that there is absolutely no way because he's tricking you. I feel like this is just the game. We're going to keep them guessing. I think Trump is so scared of looking as weak as he did in his first term as president, because he didn't know what the fuck he was doing in the first term, if you remember. It took him forever to get his cabinet together. The transition of power was like, I don't know, it took like a year, I mean, or at least a half a year to get his affairs in order. And I think everybody knew it because he was way out of his depth because he had no fucking idea. He just said, I'm gonna be the president. Very good. I'll be the president now, Barron. And he wasn't aware of what was going on. I think he's so scared of looking like that again that he just is up all day and all night tweeting, making policies, doing, you know, executive orders, sending weapons, stalling weapons, sending weapons, stalling weapons, blaming China, making friends with China. I want a deal. He just needs a deal. He's always focused on a deal and making up stories and then lying about what he said and saying, no, I didn't say that, even though he did say that. I think he's just, I think he understands. Actually, here's probably what it is. I think he understands that the attention span of the world is 30 seconds to 2 minutes now. It basically is guided by TikTok and shorts, like the little reels. So he knows that everything he says is going to disappear in less than a day. So the most important thing for him to do is to keep saying stuff. Whether or not it's true, relevant, accurate, or good for the world, if he says stuff over and over and over again nonstop, well, he can't be accused of not doing anything. So let's keep it up. All right, NPR, what do we got here? The health of U.S. kids has declined significantly since 2007, new study finds. This is not a new study. Sure, a new study has found that, but also old studies are finding that. That's old news. That's nearly 20 years old. It's 2025. That's 2007. We've known this. We've known this. And here's what it is. Tell your kids, go outside, play in the dirt. If you skin your knee, shut the fuck up. Put a Band-Aid on it, rub some dirt in it, and get back out there. But we're mollycoddling these kids. We're feeding them the internet and all kinds of Prozac and Klonopin and giving them gender reassignment instead of just making them be kids. They're kids. They're not fully formed until they're in their 20s. So let them play and stop feeding them the internet. I mean, also bad food, candy, poisons. Come on. Is it that surprising? We're giving them crazy vaccines, and then also we're suing the HHS, which we'll talk about in just a second. But I think that the answer is obvious. Kids are supposed to be kids. Life is supposed to be simple for a kid. Go play soccer. Stay active. Create interests. Feed your mind. Learn to read. Learn to write. Learn to actually do math. But they're using AI for their solutions. And maybe I'm a, you know, maybe I'm a boomer now. Maybe I'm, maybe my generation is the new hey boomer. And I'm Generation X, by the way. Also millennial. They kept moving that one back right up to my, I'm 1980, and they like moved that cut way back. And it's like, sometimes I do feel like a millennial, like, why do we have to earn this? How come we're born here? You were just born here. Newsflash. You were just born. That's of free will of the world and your two parents. Well, at least one of the two parents. So you're allowed to be here. So how come it is they tell us you have to earn it every step of the way? This is what my brain says. Then I solve that and I go, well, actually, if we didn't have society, you'd have to earn it every day because you'd be hunting for food or gathering for food, safety, security, water, shelter, all that stuff. But we've built a society, so there has to be a cost, I guess. But maybe the cost could be a little bit less. Since AI is coming, how about we work 3 days a week? How about I get more than 50% of my time is free time? If we're building these amazing mechanisms to support life as we know it, how come we don't just make life easier on us? But that's not going to give them a yacht. At the top, they need the yachts, Fox. All right, Fox News. I love this. Elon Musk connects with indie Andrew Yang on a third-party push. I'm not going to read all the where they're just trying to make you confused. Andrew Yang, if you don't remember, ran for president three presidents ago. I think he ran against Trump and Hillary. He was hoping to be the next big thing two presidential campaigns ago. And he ran on the premise that everyone gets a base income, $1,000 a month free to everyone to live on. Just that'll cover your rent and a little bit of food, which I'm not against that at all. I know everyone says socialism, blah, blah, blah. But with the turn of the tide into automation, either money loses its value entirely, and I don't think they want that, or you have to start supporting people because you're taking away their livelihood and automating it. If the machines do it for you, why are we continuing to exist or to insist that in order to exist, you have to work? Come on, guys. There has to be a shift in the thought process. As we shift our way of life, so too must the governing factors of our lives shift. And one of those is, if you're making it easier, make it easier. Come on. The answer is in the question. What do we do if we're making it easier? Well, I guess we should make it easier. All right, Al Jazeera. Oh, yeah. Netanyahu and Trump discuss forced transfer of Palestinians out of Gaza. This is something that I've been seeing all over the socials is that Israel somehow is... Did you see the interview with Tucker Carlson and Ted Cruz where Ted Cruz claims that Israel is promised in the Bible? That the country, the nation of Israel, was promised to the Israelis in the Bible. And so nobody can touch Israel because of the Bible. Boy, oh boy, what if you don't believe in the Bible? Oh no, don't say it. Don't say it. You sons of bitches. Moving on. All right, ABC. And this is that medical group sues HHS and RFK Jr. over unlawful vaccine changes. Now, the part that's fun over this is the quote, unlawful vaccine changes. So are there laws protecting the vaccines? I remember an interview with Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, who moved out of traditional medicine, Western medicine, as she was working during COVID and being insisted upon giving vaccines to newborns and to healthy children, that they didn't need them. They were not at-risk people. So she started doing a little bit of a deep dive into it. And what she found was there is language that says anything that challenges the vaccine narrative will not be permitted. And it took me a few searches to get this. I had to ask very specifically, what language does Suzanne Humphries quote on the Joe Rogan podcast? And of course, it wouldn't even give me her exact quote, but it did say, the idea that studies showing negative effects of vaccines are rejected by authorities. Now, I remember her saying specifically that any language that challenges the vaccine narrative shall not be allowed in studies. It will not be posted. Here we go. Let's start pumping up the gas. We're going to flame throw. This is insane. Just because something is happening doesn't mean you can't challenge or question its efficacy. The minute you're no longer allowed to do science, we are losing control. This becomes totalitarian, and I wonder where the kids are getting it from. All right, moving on. Poisoned water and scarred hills. This is the rare earths being pulled out of China. And it's once again, this is a gaslight. This is a bit of a gaslight. We'll go ahead and give a couple more pumps to the pot here, because we all use these rare earth minerals. They are a part of all of our lives in every single thing you do. You go start your car, the magnets in that car are neodymium, and this is the stuff that they're talking about. In fact, it's listed right down here. Neodymium and something else being pulled out of the earth, and it causes a whole lot of problems. Radioactive sludge and poisoned water. Well, I've got a solution. Maybe they don't live near there. Maybe you don't pull the water out of there. I mean, if we're not going to stop using the stuff, then why are we complaining about the side effects of getting the stuff out of the earth? Come on, people. This is insane. All right, BBC, I love this. I never imagined it would be banned. The ultra-violent, sexually explicit French thriller now being reappraised. Back in 2000, a French film was vilified for its tale of two women embarking on a drug-fueled killing spree. Like, so what? It's a movie. They have movies about aliens killing everyone. They have movies about robots killing everyone. They have movies about men killing everyone. So how come it's banned when you have two women killing everyone? I mean, come on, grow up. Reuters, Trump effect takes credit for U.S. investment made under Biden. More of the same. I mean, Trump is a fucking clown. God, I wanted him to not be, but he just is one. You know? And so much so that his actions are... You know what's funny? To see Mexicans say, hey guys, don't come here, is wild because they rely on us for their money. But I think the Mexicans have something. I remember a trip I went down to Mexico and I saw some kids playing soccer on a basketball court. And as I zoomed in with my eyes a little bit closer, I realized they were playing soccer with a blown up milk jug filled with air. And as I was looking at them from my car window across a field, one of them sees me looking out the window and waves like this. And guess what it told me? Tells me that you're happier with less. Because the more you have, the more confused you are on what you're supposed to have next. So if you have a little bit less, you'll find that time. I think the Mexicans understand that. I think they know, hey, we can just go back to farming. We don't need all this U.S. money, agriculture, tourism, all that stuff. We'll just do our own thing down here. I mean, they value family over money. We do not. We value money over family. We value me, mine, my stuff, and you stay over there. I'm not sharing. The Mexicans, I think we really should take a lesson out of their playbook and just back off of this insanity. But, you know, that's not going to happen. All right. Silver lining to the latest absurd weather conspiracy theories. What I liked about this is that... there's a Republican rep, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is, you know, a lot of people try to lambaste her for her wild ideas. She is going against cloud seeding. And the article here reads that it's just a silver something, silver dioxide that goes in the air. It's silver iodide crystals to encourage rain and snow in drought-ridden areas for decades. Now, she's not directly using it, but the timing, I think, is with the flash floods where she's saying, yeah, we shouldn't be engineering clouds. But what's interesting is that's not the only thing going up in the skies. And the government has admitted this. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is real science. And they started, for the record, the first attempt they did was back like in the, it was either 20s, 30s, or 40s in Chicago and I can't remember the other city where they tethered these gas aerosol emitters to the buildings. And you can look this up. I should have looked it up myself, but I didn't. Maybe I'll try to find it for Thursday to touch on it. But because it was in plain sight and they were fogging the people with like, I think it was a lithium iodine. Ugh, I can't remember exactly what it was. I'll find it. And the people of the city revolted and they said, absolutely not. You're not going to fog us for your experiment to see what happens when you fog us with this gas. So instead, they started emitting it from the airplanes. And this has been going on for a long time. They have admitted it's going on. And what they're claiming, the official government claim, is that they're putting aluminum dioxide and barium in the air, both of which are heavy contributors to heart disease, lung disease, and cancers. And we ingest them. I know a person who was in charge of the water of the city of Olympia, Washington. She was the government appointee for water safety. And a study was conducted in Washington after a heavy spray day where they were finding in the groundwater excessive amounts of those chemicals, the aluminum dioxide and barium, in the water, in the groundwater. So this does have a real effect. It does fall to Earth. You do breathe it. And their explanation is that they're trying to bounce the sun's rays back out of the atmosphere in order to control global warming. The global warming scam certainly seems to be they're hiding behind global warming to be able to do crazy things. And it's unproven whether they have a positive or negative effect. It is proven that scientifically you can't breathe barium and aluminum dioxide without getting sick. All right, moving on. Good news. Let's look into some good news. A wedding ring was found. Ugh. Guy was chopping down a Christmas tree 15 years ago. Somebody found it and returned it. Okie dokie. Mercury emissions fall 70% over the last four decades, thanks to the UN treaty and coal phase-out. Burning coal emits mercury into the atmosphere. I wonder why people are sick. You know what I mean? Why would they be sick? How come we're not looking into other ways? Like, you know, the Tesla realized that there's energy in the Earth and energy in the air. Earth is an electromagnetic energy source. There is electricity just right here. But somehow we don't explore that. We have to burn stuff. We got to pull stuff out. I mean, mining is money. You sell the coal, you burn the coal, you put people to work, you sell the electricity, yada, yada, yada. We all get it. Portugal announces a new 38,000 square mile protected area around stunning underwater mountains. I wonder if that has anything to do with them not wanting us to mine the sea. Near extinct red fox caught on trail cam in a national park after years of hoping to glimpse the elusive creature. That's very cool. Indian charity organizes limb giveaway for 75 Afghan amputees, fitting them with free prosthetic feet. That's pretty awesome. World's largest time capsule opens 50 years later. The vision of one man in Nebraska. I didn't read this. Let's check it out. 50 years ago, a man invited the nation to deposit whatever they liked into a large concrete tomb of what he called the creation of the world's largest time capsule. 50 years later, heirs, descendants, and children, all grown up, watched the large concrete vault crack open last week as they realized what a brilliant idea it was. Let's see what the items on display were. Bewildering yet understandable collection of objects. Stacks of letters and boxes, cassette tapes made with personal recordings, pet rocks, which were all the rage back then, a groovy teal patterned suit, and even an entire yellow Chevy Vega. an actual Chevy Vega wrapped in a plastic tarp. People came from all around the country. Parents didn't think, yeah, but what was the condition? Come on, guys. God damn it. Tell the story. Why is it all hype? Why is it all hype? I just don't understand. Last but not least, mining, because we brought it up. And 2 hours ago, 14 hours ago, 1 hour ago, 6 hours ago, 7 hours ago, 1 day ago, it's happening. They're planning it, and there ain't nothing you can do about it except for make protected marine parks around your country. Now, here's the one thing that I thought of today that I was like, okay, really, how bad is it? And you can ask yourself a question. If they're not doing it on our own shores, what does that say? And guess where they're not doing it? On our own shores. So what does that say? Anyway, that's it. My name's Ray. You can pull your shorts back down to their normal level. Consider yourselves kicked in the dick by adjust your shorts. We'll see you on Thursday. Bye.